Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John and Nate Bucati with Jake Gutierrez. That's right, it's Thursday, October 29th, 2020. So let's have Dion Clisso from Preps KC on the show. Dion, how are you doing?
Doing well. We're in the first week of the playoffs. Missed a few schools, but that was going to happen to somebody at some point. So we're going to get some games kicked off Friday night. You know, there's big stories about schools having to cancel their season. Well, I'll tell you, half the schools that play on Friday night will have their seasons canceled for them. So that's the beauty of the playoffs.
I know a lot of people were upset about Rockhurst. The other schools.
Well, at least Summit North is the other big one, right. I think, here in the metro. But, you know, right. I mean, there's all across Missouri, there's probably about five or six right now who've had it. But we've had 3 to 7 games a week canceled during the regular season. So, I mean, the numbers really aren't that much bigger than they've been normally each week. It's just magnified because they don't get to play the next week. And it sucks for those kids, and I feel for them. But at the same time, you know, a lot of them were told in August and July that they probably weren't going to have a season. So they at least got a regular season in. And, you know, if they lived in Illinois, they wouldn't have a season. You know, so there's a lot of places, Virginia, that aren't playing football. So, I mean, they got those games in. And Rockhurst had a chance to be pretty decent. They were healthy. They were playing well. And at least Summit North's been in every game, and they were a dangerous team on their bracket. And I joked with a friend of mine, with Joplin and Nixa getting a bye into the district semifinals, it's probably the best 24-hour Southwest Missouri Class 6 football's had in 30 years by not having to play Rockhurst and Lee Summit North.
Yep. And, you know, you feel bad, though, for those seniors to end it that way unexpectedly without a chance to
finish on the field. It sucks. You don't get to finish on the field. But like I said, you got games in. You got to play. I mean, there's seniors last year who didn't get to, you know, run track and do baseball, or, you know, basketball right. players who were going to Final Four that didn't get that chance either. So it's all relative, and you try to take the positives out of it.
That's right. All right, let's talk about the Missouri side of things. Tell me about the quarterback at Summit Christian Academy.
Well, he's a dual-threat guy. I think he's been starting since he was in seventh grade because he feels like he's been playing for Summit Christian that long, Grayson Sprouse. And he is a fun guy to watch. He triggers their offense. They've got Pleasant Hill this week. Summit Christian is a sneaky, good football team. They've got two losses, one to Lafayette County and one to Palmyra, who's the number one ranked team in Class 2A. They're up in Class 3 this year, and they've got a chance, you know, to maybe get in a district final with Odessa. They're probably in that district the best chance of anybody to knock off Odessa. I like them, even though they're a 3-seed, I like them to win this week against Pleasant Hill and beat Oak Grove, probably Oak Grove next week. I think they're a good team to keep an eye on. But, he's fun to watch, really triggers their offense both ways, and can beat you with his feet and his arm.
All right, I got a couple of Missouri games to ask you about. Let's start off with, I'll ask you this one for my wife, Susan, who graduated from Van Horn. East at Van Horn, what about this game?
Well, you know, East is one of the better teams in the IL this year, and Van Horn has played some pretty good games. They had some injuries last week that really hurt them. They lost to University Academy. I don't know if their quarterback, Sean Mitchell, who kind of triggers everything that they do, but if he's going to be back this week, and if he's not back, East has got a shot at getting this game. This is just a good first-round game that you've got two teams that are probably evenly matched without if Van Horn doesn't have Sean Mitchell. And anytime you see an IL team having a chance to win the postseason, it's good. But Van Horn also is a team that if they can get this win, they've got a chance of maybe winning next week as well.
Hey, let's head up north for Excelsior Springs at Kearney. That should be fun.
Yeah, you know, that district is always a good one, that Class 4, District 8. Usually Platte County's in there with, you know, like Smithville and Winnetonka, Excelsior Springs, St. Joe Lafayette, all those schools. You know, we're not that far removed from, I think it was 2 years ago, 7 of the 8 schools had a winning record. They're not quite as good this year, but both Excelsior and Kearney are formed, you know, they've got 4 wins and 4 losses, so they're both kind of sitting in the same spot. They both like to run the ball. They both are physical, similar type teams, real evenly matched teams, and you know, it's a good game for both these schools. And, you know, somebody who's actually, you know, Kearney's been off for 2 weeks. they were in quarantine. So it's going to be curious to see how they come out of that with if they have any rust, where Excelsior's really been playing pretty well, with the exception of getting crushed by Odessa, where there's no shame in that. They're on a 23-game winning streak. Excelsior Springs been playing pretty well.
All right, one more before Nate Buchanan takes us to Kansas. What about my friends down at Park Hill High School at Blue Springs?
Well, Park Hill has been, you know, people look at their record and they say, oh, they're not very good. You know, they've lost all these games. They lost a lot of close games. And the last two weeks, they've really played well in the second half, kind of figured out how to win games. And they beat Lee Summit North in the second half comeback. And then they pretty much took care of Ray Peck last week, controlled that game most of the time. Ray Peck scored late to kind of make it close. Park Hill's playing really well. Blue Springs is the Jekyll and Hyde of high school football. Lose two, win two, and now they lost to Rockhurst last week. So the pattern would say they would lose this game. Park Hill is dangerous. If they win this game, they would probably get Liberty in the next round. Liberty's got Blue Springs South, and they only lost to Liberty by 3 points. So the one thing about Missouri, when they do the brackets with eight teams in the district, the 4-5 games are generally the best games. And this is one of the best 4-5 games in the city.
Now let's hear from the Jekyll and Hyde of sports radio, Nate Buchanan.
That's right. Let's go to the St. James quarterback, Dakota Burrett. What can you tell us about him?
Well, you know, St. James is a dangerous team. They've got four losses to Rockhurst, to Bishop Eage, to Aquinas. You know, they're a team that's really pretty solid. They're down in 4A this year. They've got Lewisburg. Dakota Burrett really does a good job of triggering what they do. He's a dual threat guy. They do a lot of zone read type stuff. He was a starter kind of off and on last year, and then kind of took over when the starter got hurt the rest of the way. And so he brings back a lot of experience on that team. This St. James team is a dangerous team in Class 4A. 4A is wide open. I know Bishop Eage has won six straight, so there's a chance until somebody knocks them off. But St. James is one of those teams to keep an eye on. And if they win this game, they'll get a shot probably at Paola. I'm assuming Paola is going to get Ottawa. They're a dangerous team because they can throw the ball. And Paola has been susceptible to the pass, and Dakota Burrett's really a guy who can make it happen.
All right, let's highlight a couple of other games in the Kansas side. Shawnee Heights at Spring Hill.
You know, Spring Hill's coming out of that Frontier League, and they kind of poked their head up. They're in 5A this year, so they go up and get to play Shawnee Heights. And for them, you know, they've been in a ton of close games. They're not flashy. They're not spectacular. They win close games. They've lost a few close games. This might be the easiest game they've had in a while for them, in the sense of Shawnee Heights is a pretty solid team too, but their schedule's been brutal. They played Lawrence and lost. They played DeSoto twice and lost. So they're kind of dangerous with seven losses. I mean, the old classic best 1-7 team in the state, maybe. I don't know. But Spring Hill is probably going to have a chance to, you know, go out and play a team that they should be better than in the first round, but they've got to be careful with Shawnee Heights.
And then what about Piper at Eudora?
You know, Piper is a great team in the sense that they're getting better each week. They're still pretty young. Eudora is a very young team that has played well the last few weeks, and they're getting better. When you talk to the coaches in the Frontier League, that league is so good because they've got a lot of really good coaches there, and so there's no weeks off. And this is a fantastic Frontier League matchup, and I'd favor Piper in this one, but they got to be careful because Eudora played Pell at the 5 points, you know, 2 weeks ago. They're starting to find themselves. They're dangerous. You know, they run option football, but then they'll throw it over the top on you if you're not paying attention. But that's a fun game to watch. The 4A playoffs in Kansas with all these Frontier League teams, the first week is where all the competitive games are.
All right, Dion, tell all of our listeners how they can follow along with all the action on both sides of the state line.
Just go to PrepsKC.com on your phone, on your tablet, on your desktop, or go to the PrepsKC app, and, of course, follow us on Twitter and Facebook at PrepsKC.
Mizzou's getting 13 at Florida. What do you think there?
Oh, I think they cover that. I think it'll be closer than that. I'm cautiously optimistic about this game. I'm not ready to lock it in like I was last week. I'm so impressed with how they play overall as a team. I mean, the 10-minute drive to start the second half, even though there was no points, was fantastic football. There's a commitment to the run. There's, you know, passing that's effective. The defense plays tough and physical. I mean, there's not a whole lot not to like of what's going on there right now.
But if you're a sports talk producer, you're taking Mizzou in the points in that hypothetical,
I am.
Aren't you?
Yes, I am. Taking Mizzou in the points.
That's right. That's exactly
I'll spend Dick's money all day long.
Oh, boy. Thank you, Dion. So will I.
Yeah.
That's Dion Clisso from Preps KC. I mean, I don't know what you want with that. I mean, just can you at least wash and return the silver platter when you're done with it after I've just delivered
I'll hand wash Gary it and polish it. I mean, I think I'm ready just to parlay the cats and the tigers together.
How certain?
Take the points
Gary
on both.
Gary Barnett. How certain was Dion Clisso? I mean, right there.
A lot of confidence on that Missouri side from a lot of people.
Right. I'm gonna ride it.
Mike DePasquale as well.
Hey, what do I have to lose?
Listen, and there's no way. That the Mizzou fan base being overconfident, no way that blows up in our face.
When has that ever happened?
Not ever.
Totally. Don't just wipe that right out of your mind.
Not once. Not ever.
Not a shot. All right. But maybe.
Not ever.
Maybe Eli Drinkwitz has something to say about that. Maybe this is.
Well, the real test will be tomorrow when we have Gabe DeArmond on the Blitz. And I'll see. I'll take his temperature and I'll balance this all out.
Well, if we can just get through him telling us what channel the damn game's on, we'll be happy to move on and talk about that. But first things first, thank you so much, all of our guests and all of our listeners. We will be back tomorrow right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB.